From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. A major device maker has released new phones into the world that could make a big impact internationally. If you guessed Apple, Microsoft, Samsung, or BlackBerry, you do not get a cookie. Huawei, the Chinese phone maker, has put out the P9 and P9 Plus phones. They're sleek, packed with powerful processors and dual cameras, but they likely won't find a lot of buyers here in the U.S. Ramon Lamas studies mobile at the firm IDC. Ramon, what does Huawei's new device have that's unique?
I think the biggest thing that kind of jumps out at me about this is that it's Huawei putting its foot firmly in the ground in the high-end smartphone market.
What's in the phone that makes it high-end?
Number one, it's the camera. The way that Huawei is taking over here is saying, listen, we're partnering with a company called Leica, which is one of the foremost leaders on digital imagery, both in terms of hardware and software. I think the other piece over here, take a look at that design. It's got all the beautiful curves and touches that most other high-end smartphones have. So again, it kind of reinforces that the direction that Huawei is taking to say, listen, we are going to be a force in this market, and we are going to be a force in the high-end as well.
This is a Chinese phone maker. Here in the U.S., we're more familiar with Apple and South Korea's Samsung. Do you think that Huawei can crack this market?
North America has historically been a tough market for Huawei. And a lot of that is due to the fact that Huawei has had a low profile at the major carriers. And if you take a look at the press release about the P9 and the 9 Plus, USA, Canada, not on that list of initial markets where this device is going to be arriving. Here's the thing. Without that brand recognition, without that broad distribution, it's going to be hard for people to find and discover and experience these smartphones.
Part of the problem for Huawei has to be that the U.S. market is kind of saturated.
Right. I mean, we're already at the point where subscriber growth has pretty much leveled off. So it's not so much a game of gaining new users. It's a question of robbing users from other brands, and that's an uphill battle for a newcomer, especially a Chinese brand that most folks don't really know here in the U.S.
Ramon Lamas, research manager for IDC's mobile phones unit. Ramon, thanks for chatting.
Thanks, man.
While we're talking tech in China, the former is helping to prevent people in the latter from getting the full story on the Panama Papers, which detail corruption and money laundering at the highest levels of governments around the globe. The Chinese government has been doing its darndest to scrub the parts of the story that refer to Chinese officials. A lot of this censorship is happening online. Ken Brown is columnist and former Hong Kong bureau chief at The Wall Street Journal. Ken, can you tell me where the censorship is being observed? This is in news outlets, social media, things like that?
All of that, yeah. Having been in China when there's stories like sensitive stories like this, most Chinese probably don't know what's been being written. The press doesn't cover it, and social media is blocked. And yeah, there's probably very little information about this in China.
Ken, what do we know about the organization inside the government that's doing all of this censorship online?
Well, we don't know a lot, but we do know it's vast, thousands, probably many more than thousands of people spread all over the country. It's a huge and expensive undertaking. And it's a cat and mouse game, right? So people try new things, they work, and then they don't work. With virtual private networks, you get on one, it works for a while, then it stops working. And then the VPNs are constantly trying to stay ahead. The reality is not that many people use VPNs. I mean, Westerners do, westernized Chinese, English speakers, but the vast majority of them just don't. And they just get what's delivered to them and what they can see. You see social media things, you see eruptions of things. But, in the last couple of years, probably the last 3 years, it's become more dangerous. For a while, at least, there were a lot of, bloggers, people on Weibo and stuff like that who were really expressing pretty strong views of things. And a bunch of them have gone to jail, forced to be quiet and apologized and all that stuff. And so that's come down a lot.
Ken Brown is with The Wall Street Journal. He worked as the Hong Kong bureau chief at the Journal, and he is now a senior columnist there. Ken, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, let me take you way back to the year of 2014 when a couple of enterprising young millennials made an app called Push for Pizza. Pretty simple. push a button on the app and your Pi's on the way. Suffice it to say, the news coverage was somewhat skeptical.
It's an app that sounds like it was built by some bored college kids, and shocker, it was.
Number one, I don't like your tone, anchor lady. And number two, Domino's, the pizza giant with a $6.7 billion market cap, now basically does this. The app is so simple, you could almost do it with one hand if the other was holding, I don't know, a beer. Greatest invention of all time or sign of the end times, reporter Nova Safo serves it up.
Fire up the Domino's Zero Click app. A digital clock winds up, and 10 seconds later, your order is in. You don't have to do a thing. Well, except when you first download the app. You have to input all your info and your favorite pizza. Dennis Bologna, chief digital officer at Domino's, is behind this idea.
We are thinking about doing all the things really well that a really good technology or e-commerce company is doing.
So Domino's lets you order lots of ways. At a Domino's here in Chicago, manager Lucio Silva says most of his orders are digital.
Some people that order on Twitter, on the website.
Or via smartwatch, smart TV, car entertainment system. Customer Valerie Diaz, who actually came into the store, says she definitely used the Zero Click app.
It's easy, less work, being lazy.
And if you accidentally start the app, Dennis Maloney says, no problem.
You can cancel it at any time just by swiping the app away.
You'll have 10 seconds to do that. Otherwise, yes, you ordered a pizza. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
We won't order you a pizza, but we can deliver you tech news from our app. You just have to open it. Search Marketplace APM in the App Store or on Google Play. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.